Hey, hey, welcome to 15minutes.today, 同情学英语 podcast。 这个单元，张老师会带着你沉浸在全英的环境里面，陪你反复朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻二到三遍，每日只要15分钟，即刻强化英语听力与达到口说练习。每集单集简介里有文章的逐字稿陪伴你的练习。 Let's get started with today's program。About France. France to make condoms free at pharmacies for those aged 18 to 25. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that condoms would be made available for free in pharmacies for 18 to 25-year-olds in a bid to reduce unwanted pregnancies among young people. It's a small revolution for contraception.Macron said during a health debate with young people in Fontaine-le-Comte, a suburb of Poitiers in western France. The move comes as health authorities have observed an increase in sexually transmitted infections such as chlamydia and gonorrhea in recent years. But it is also part of a broader public health campaign that has led France to expand free access to contraception,and screening for sexually transmitted diseases. Next article. France bans work email after 6 p.m. France has long been seen as something of a paradise when it comes to labor rights, with its 35-hour week, long lunches, and generous holidays. Now a new legally binding agreement effectively banning workers from after-hours work emails could be the icing on the gâteau.The deal signed between employers' federations and unions, representing workers in the digital and consultancy fields, stipulates that employees should switch off work emails after 6 p.m., and employers must not pressure them to be electronically available after this time. Employees will no longer check their work-related email before 9 a.m. or after 6 p.m., according to the agreement.The deal upholds the spirit of the 35-hour week that France implemented in 1999. 1 million employees in the tech and consulting sectors will be covered by the new rule, The Guardian reports, including workers at the French offices of Google and Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。